Okay, you mentioned the piano. Something about the turn of the century and the piano?
The piano and the organ both were made in 1880.
Really?
And this was my mother's. She bought it in about 1808. And the organ, we bought it. But it's 1880. It came to the country in a covered wagon, too.
It's real pretty grand. Do you know what kind of wood that is?
It's oak, I think, isn't it?
That's pretty. And this right here, that you sometimes watch programs on, that's called a...
TV.
And the longer term for that would be...
Television.
Okay. And I see on top you have something. What's that?
A VCR.
I guess you didn't have one of those in the old days.
No. The sewing machine's an old one.
Uh-huh. What kind of machine? Is that a...
Franklin, I think.
Now, is it one you operate with your foot?
Mm-hmm.
What do they call that?
Treadle.
Okay. What's this called right here that a lot of people can sit down on?
A Davenport.
Okay. Would you ever call it any other name?
Sofa.
Okay. All right. Let's see. And that I'm sitting in now is a...
Chair.
Okay. Are there different types of chairs?
Well, easy chair, anyhow.
Okay. And an easy chair
a dining chair and a rocket chair.
Okay. Good. And looks like you've got quite a collection of all of those right here.
Yeah, we've got...
Okay, and what would this be called behind me?
Well, some people call them hutches and china closets.
Okay, and this piece of furniture here?
It's a buffet.
Okay. Let's see. In the old days, was there something... What would you... You mentioned you put your clothes in a dresser. Did you ever have another name for a dresser? Or is that the one you use? Or did you mention that? Or did I just make that up? Can't remember. What kind of furniture did you in the rooms? You had places to put your clothing in closets, but did you have pieces of furniture to put your clothing in?
Well, my mother had a chest of drawers.
Oh, I see.
We've got the chest of drawers that my grandmother had made for her when she was a baby.
Now, is there ever a piece of furniture like that that had a mirror on it?
Well, those were dressers, weren't they?
Okay, yeah, I guess so. All right. Now, did you ever have, ever carry things around in a little container like this with a handle? You know what I'm talking about?
Suitcases?
No. For example, if you had pigs, something you would take their food out in.
Slop buckets?
Did you have
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we had one.
Were there other type of buckets?
Yeah, we had the water bucket and the drinking bucket. I
guess you wouldn't want to mix those up.
No. We had the water bucket always sat on the cabinet with the ice in it.
Uh-huh.
And then we had to pack water from the river. If it didn't rain enough to keep the cistern full, why then we had to pack water from the river to wash dishes and do things like that.
What'd you call that bucket you took the baby
in? That was a Johnny, I guess.
Okay. Well, see, you know all the
slop jar.
Okay, slop jar, is that what you called it?
That's what we used to call it, the slop jar.
I don't think we ever really had one.
Oh, really? Okay.
So far as I can remember,
Did you have indoor plumbing?
Hmm.
So what did
you... We just had a wash basin and an orange crate with a... basin setting on it.
What did you call that thing outside that you went through there?
Well, some of them called them biffies.
Call it a biffy, huh? Ever call it an outhouse? Or mostly just
well,
a biffy?
Outhouse.
Okay. What were these buckets made of? What, do you know what?
They were galvanized, mostly. Mm-hmm. Some of them were enamel, but they didn't last too long. If they got cracked or hit, they soon leaked. I think the galvanized ones were